St. Pete City Council member Wengay Newton is asking members of the community to help him brainstorm ways to keep the city's kids out of jail. Newton is hosting a community meeting tonight in South St. Pete.
Statewide, Florida's arresting almost 60,000 juveniles every year. And of that, over 20,000 juveniles, 11 to 17, are charged with misdemeanors. And Florida being the only state that relinquishes juvenile records, those misdemeanors or those records that these kids are racking up will come back to haunt them in their adult life because they never go away. As it pertains to what's happened to the plight of the juvenile, and more locally here in St. Pete, the city of St. Pete spends $10,000 to $20,000 a month, every month, paid from the police department to the Pinellas County Sheriff for juvenile booking services. That dollar amount represents 150 to 165 juveniles every month being arrested and booked. And we, as a city, contribute about 1,800, that's 1-800 juveniles to the juvenile justice system annually. So we definitely have a problem here. We need to try to meet this tonight. I hope everybody will come out. We have a discussion on how we're going to formulate the plan to combat this and give the kids the opportunity to realize their full potential by not shackling them with records and background so early in their life, you know.
So do you have any solutions that you're proposing? And if so, what are those?
Yeah, we have some solutions. We're not just meeting tonight to have people come in and just complain about the situation. We're going to meet and tonight and again next month with action items as we get ready to try to formulate some legislation to take up to Tallahassee to try to get these laws changed. You know, these state attorneys, Mr. Bernie McCabe, have told me, he said, you know, councilman, he said, all I got is the law. That's all I got. And as a state attorney, I have to enforce the law. He said, now, if you don't like the law, you want to go to Tallahassee and get it changed. So, I mean, I didn't like that answer, but he's 100% right. So we have got to go and make sure that we are able to try to impact some change to get these young people an opportunity to realize their full potential. These are the critical thinkers. These are the digital age, the ones that's going to cure cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. And I think to handicap them at a young age and kill all their admirations and dreams and also prohibit them from participating in the American dream of economic prosperity and easy to having a job, because someone won't even be able to be employed with, you know, backgrounds. Right? For instance, I fought long and hard to get $250,000 for summer jobs. Well, if these kids, these minors, these juveniles have a record, they need not apply. So as you can see, we have some programs and stuff in place, but the laws that we have in place is really handicapping a lot of them, not all of them, but a great number of them.
That was St. Pete City Council member Wengay Newton speaking about a community meeting tonight addressing the city's juvenile arrest rate. That meeting will be at 7 at the County Job Corps Center, located at 500 22nd Street South. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.